there's always the trauma, people's lives. It's a whole other world. Yes, we'll be in prayer for all of them. Any other prayer requests? Continue to be in prayer for Ian. He is in Honduras. Seems to be doing well there. Been talking with John in Tucson, John Hintz. We're going to do our yearly conference that we've been doing. What we might do this year, unless there's a strong protest, he wants me to stay. And usually I teach Monday through Friday, but he wants me to teach the following Sunday. And then Monday, he and I will go down and spend some time with the Rieslings, the missionaries that we talked about. I don't like being gone on a Sunday, but it's not that often. Then what I might do, and just share with you my thoughts and you give me yours, have Ian come and give a report of El Salvador, Honduras, and what his ministry is doing with some maps and things. I think that'd be good for that Sunday to have a good report from him on those things. When I was growing up, we always had missionaries come in and speak, and they'd show slides, and they would show this, and they would show and do a great deal of talking. And those slides worked against them for me, because that just convinced me I didn't want to be a missionary. I loved the stories, but when they started showing the slides of the food they ate and of the snakes and of the animals and of all the things that were going on, I just decided, Lord, I'll support them, but don't send me. That was a prayer. That was my prayer. And sometimes when you pray something, that's exactly what God does. And I didn't know if I would. I thought, well, now I wonder if I can trick God. I'll say, send me, and then he won't. But if I say, don't send me, he will. And I decided, Herman, you're not going to trick God. He's going to know the desires of your heart. So he said the Rieslings would be just so appreciative and encouraged, and might do some speaking through an interpreter, and we'll just see what happens. Right now, Mexico is just a hotbed in the political realm. But if you remember, where they go is these poor villages where there's just no politics, nothing. These people are poor. And he takes those Bibles and takes the gospel right into the areas that nobody is going to give him any trouble about. Nobody's going to compete with him and put him down or anything like that, because there's just no one else there in these little villages because there's no money. That'll be quite a pleasure and blessing to get to do that if that works out that way. That would be the, as I recall, I would leave the first Sunday, June, after our class. But the Sunday that Ian would be here would be the second Sunday of June. So, I don't know. He has a long time ago, and he gets really going, doesn't he? Yeah, well, I'll ask him to bring some slides. As I told you, when we went to Amsterdam, I just met a whole new Ian. He was in his area, and missionaries started coming in from these countries, and evangelists that he knew, and they would just come over and hug and start talking, and boy, he would just get going in it. I'm just standing there, wow, this is an Ian that I have never known. Sometimes he'll do that in regard to Scripture. He'll listen to a tape or something and call up and get it really going on the phone, and he's gotten into health and in the gym, and well, for a while there, he was always calling me, what about this, what about that? That was fun. If we end up doing that, I tell him to bring some slides. Not home movies, but slides of the mission field. Yeah. So, okay, let's get to work. Chapter 4 is so pivotal because it begins for mankind. Now, there was a battle of words between God and Satan. But as far as man's concerned in this battle of wisdom, this begins man's battle. Man's entering the battle of wisdom with Job's three friends. So let's begin with the word of prayer. This is just a powerful chapter. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now that your Spirit will open our eyes to the things that you would have us to see. This book is just so powerful, Father. Can't wait till we're in eternity and your Son just takes a million years to teach it, every aspect that we will never see here, things that are hidden, things that are there, and grasp this essential book in the Bible. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to study it and having your Spirit show things. And I pray now your Spirit will open the eyes of all of us that we can enjoy this great book and learn from it, be challenged by it. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Preview of coming attractions. First, he's going to slam dunk.